My name is Dr. Elena Hall. I was born in the Soviet Union and I came to Britain in 1990 when the Cold War was practically over. So what I will be talking about is not so much history for me as part of my life. I was born in Moscow the year before Khrushchev came up with the idea of peaceful coexistence. That was his foreign policy that replaced Stalin's understanding that the Third World War was inevitable. It was just a matter of time before it breaks out. And the Soviet Union needed to concentrate its efforts to be ready for this inevitable war so that it is strong enough and able to rebuff the attack. He tried to make the Soviet Union sufficiently robust to withstand a possible attack. And Khrushchev said, look, now that the Soviet Union has built socialism, the advantages of socialism will soon become apparent to all people who can think for themselves. And there is no longer need for a violent revolution. Socialism will be voted in as soon as people understand its advantages. And that meant that the competition between the socialist system and the capitalist system was no longer military. It was an economic competition. And for the Soviet people, it meant several things. First of all, life became safer. This perception of the inevitability of the Third World War was replaced by a much more optimistic view of lasting peace. However, this peace was dependent on the Soviet economic and military superiority. And in order to persuade the capitalist world of the advantages of socialism, Soviet people have to work really hard. That meant that they must achieve their superiority. Only their hard work can provide safety and security. This meant a huge burden of responsibility. From the age of about 8 or 9, I remember being told that if the Soviet people do not step up their efforts, there will be no lasting peace. This made me and my friends feel that we were part of this effort, that the fate of the world rested on our shoulders too. And by collecting waste paper and scrap metal, we were helping the struggle for the world peace. Actually, I was my primary school champion in collecting waste paper. I collected 102 kilograms of it. And I grew up in the understanding that the Soviet Union is the main bulwark for peace.